thanks. Welcome to my talk. So my first time at FOSDEM, so questions twist. So I will do a summary of where we are now about Qualcomm SoC supporting in mainline, because I think it's time to do a point. So, who am I? So I am I'm part of the Linaro Qualcomm Learning Team. I joined 1 year and a half ago. So my mainly daily work is upstreaming platform Qualcomm support. I'm maintainer with Caleb, co-maintainer of U-Boot based ports, and I bring new platforms upstream in Linux. I also maintain and develop other pieces of Linux, namely the MLogic SoCs, DRM bridge, DRM panels, and I'm working only on upstream Linux and U-Boot for the last few years, and so I have a lot of patches upstream in U-Boot and Linux. So I'm part of Linaro. Linaro has been founded to actually enable and make Linux and any software on ARM work better. So we're basically helping vendors and product makers actually make better products work on ARM. So we have plenty of services to help the whole stack of software running better on ARM. And open source is at the heart of Linaro. We mainly work on open source software, mainly. So Qualcomm joined Linaro 10 years ago because they wanted to have better open source support at the time, which was minimal. So they initially joined to support Linux, but it quickly collaborated with plenty of other places, and so far so good. Everyone's happy. Linaro and Qualcomm is happy with the situation. So in the last 10 years, Linaro and Qualcomm, they pushed a lot of really huge features for ARM ecosystem in Linux, namely the power framework, the energy hour scheduler, really changed the way Linux schedules correctly on cores. With help and Qualcomm participated in the standard and software architecture on our servers. The Dragon boards are the reference today to test Android AOSP, for example. We host Coldinaro, which is the principal Git storage for Qualcomm and for Linaro engineers. And namely, for the last 3 years, we were pushing the flagship mobile platforms. So this year, the last 3 months, I pushed the Snapdragon Gen 3 upstream, and it was it's 98% upstream 2 months after the announcement, which is pretty cool. So the agenda. Where we came from 10 years ago, where we are now, and the tour of supported devices, a demo, and what's remaining. So where we are, we were 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, Qualcomm and vendors using Qualcomm SoCs shipped with kernels with more like 3 million change. So it was basically a separate kernel, in a kernel. So this was a problem, but it's a hard to solve problem. How do you integrate, how do you upstream so much change in mainland Linux? So that's why Linaro started the learning team to fix this. And this is a graph I made to show on the last years, the last 10 years, how Qualcomm managed their downstream kernels. So initially, they used the long-term kernel very long time, and they kept accumulating new SoC support over time, so each time frame. And for the last 4 years, they completely changed the strategy, and they stopped adding new code and simply changing existing code. I think the reason is first Android strategy with GKI, and because the mainline Linux has enough support and has the principal architecture missing that were missing over the time. So this is what I posted 9 years ago, 8 years ago, which was true. I mean,